One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
And welcome back. You are listening to Radio RMN on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And I am sorry that I told you to go over to TalkStream Live and vote for us, because we're not there yet. This is the first time that Radio RMN has been in this time block, so we're not listed on radio on TalkStream Live yet. Ron, we were talking about the difference between the spirit and the soul, and I was just over at the chat room. That's chatroom.themicroeffect.com, and I was seeing over at the chat room that Mr. Oxygen had said that the soul is an artificial construct, and they're really after our spirit. So tell me, you know, most of us have been saying, well, my soul has incarnated in this life and in this one, and I was this. And if it's an artificial construct, are we lying to ourselves about reincarnation, or are we just using the wrong words?
Good question. Yeah. You all have incarnated many, many times, hundreds of times, if not thousands. In the light ship, that's where I'm from, creation energy, source energy. And I need to say it's not God energy, so don't use the two. So source energy, everything is of light. And of light, everything there would be called, in our term, spirit. Now, there's no souls there, because everything is spirit. There's not a hierarchy of the energy. So some people's teachings down here that you find in books and taught by religious organizations will talk about spirit is the all-encompassing source energy, and that you're a part of that. You're a little fragment, which is your soul. And you're always trying to find your way back to source. And because you're not that powerful, you're still a soul. And that's kind of what it is. In true light, there's no such thing. In true light, the only reincarnation that you would have is actually having a new incarnation. So on this planet, we're stuck in a continuous loop of going to the other side, finding a soul family that you came in here with a long time ago, and then you reincarnate with the same or similar people from that soul family you have each lifetime with, and your soul here is to learn lessons. Because you didn't get it in the last lifetime, or you made a mistake, or whatever that would be. And that's the agenda of dark, to keep you stuck here. Because your spirit, or you could use the word soul as I'm talking now, thinks that it needs to know something, to learn more, because it forgot. All that it's ever forgotten was through source energy. But it's stuck in time, and the time creates that. So yes, the illusion would be the soul, and that separates you from, you know, the energy of who you really are. Kind of much like one of the churches, Christian churches. You go there. I have never been in this church before, but you go there and you have to pray to Mother Mary. You go, gee, why do you have to pray to Mother Mary? That this was a Christian church for Jesus there. And I guess the answer would be because Jesus is so busy that Mother Mary has to probably take note and then somehow hand it to Jesus. Well, what do you do then if Mother Mary is too busy? Who do you go to next? See, so it's all a way to delude yourself, to think that you're not good enough. In source energy, that doesn't exist, but only here. So here you're trying to continuously figure out why you're here, and only the reason why you think you're here is because, you know, the light punishing. And that God energy there is doing something to you. Remember, the God energy that churches have, probably going to push a lot of buttons out there, but it's okay. That's what I do. Yeah, it's got to get people to think. But then you're still using mind energy, so the mind energy will give you a self-fulfilling prophecy. But all the churches out there that pray outside of themselves, when you connect your energetic energy outside of yourself to something, this could be an idol, it could be the sun, it could be the moon, it could be Mother Mary, Jesus. This is all energy outside of yourself that is controlled by the dark. And they need your energy. So if you sit down and you do a lot of prayers continuously, then you're really hooked up even more than the person who does it once a week, maybe on Sunday. So what I say, and this is the button pushing here, whenever you pray, P-R-A-Y, to something outside of yourself, then you are at P-R-E-Y, you're at pray, and you're being preyed upon by those beings. And interesting how those two words have a different spelling. So when you pray, you're actually at prey to what you're praying to. That's why it's always good to know the teachings of Jesus. And people, somehow they forget it. Forget that he said, don't go outside of yourself. You know, kingdom is within. That's where your spirit is. So once you understand that and you hear me talking about this, what I do all the time, you finally start to catch on. And it might take you a couple of months. Finally figure out that, yeah, you know, Ron's kind of making sense here a little bit, but it's not mainstream. It's not what all the practitioners are talking about. And, you know, you might say, gee, I have, you know, 200 books in my metaphysical library here that speak differently of what he's talking about. And how could he be right and 200 people be wrong? Well, only way you're going to know is to go inside your spirit and find out. That's your freedom. And the spirit only works in the now. Source energy is in the now. Everything else is in time. And the time is what you're living in. And the time is the false information. And remember, the aliens brought us time so that we could get trapped here by being out of the present moment of source. Hey, back to you.
Wow. Okay. So reincarnation, I'm reading Mr. Oxygen. Reincarnation and souls are only existing in a time hologram. Pure source is always only in the now. So we're trapped in time holograms. Is that correct?
Yep, you're trapped in time. And the aliens control the time that you live.
And the only way that you know of to get us out of this trap is literally by getting the aliens out of us. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's basically it. Yes, uh-huh. Getting rid of the densities that they gave you. Remember, they gave you the DNA in your body, and the DNA keeps recycling your spiritual life lesson, if you want to use that term here. And it comes up because it will kill your body. They give you all this dark energy of judgment that will manifest itself in different behaviors that you might have, learning lessons, situations, physical ailments, and all that is dark. All they want to do is take away the energy that you're emitting. They don't care if it's positive or negative. Same energy. Energy is energy. Just how you color it. But they see it as all the same thing. Whether you're happy or sad, you know, they're going to take it. And they created time so that you can experience life here in time. They can control you in time. And they're in control of the time that you're living in.
Right. Now, Mr. Oxygen again writes, the aliens took over the roles of being our gods to steal our spirits. So in other words, let's go back to all the Greek gods and the Roman gods and the pagan gods and all the gods and goddesses. Are these aliens?
It could be connected to an alien being, yes. Uh-huh. Or many, many races could be connected to that one particular alien God symbol,
now,
whatever that would be. So, yes, that is true. And they could do time sharing on that, too.
Okay, I go back to beings that I am certain were alien beings, and it's Enki and Enlil. And I'm fairly sure they were actually aliens upon this planet. Now, did they bring these other aliens with them, or were they humanoid trying to set up a human experiment of some sort? I mean, it's sort of like listening to you, everything I know is wrong. You know, I feel like that, you know, Weird Al Yankovic song.
It's kind of how you perceive it, okay? Once you realize that the only difference in you, your spirit, okay, and you, is that Jesus was connected to source energy and was not connected in time. And he was 100% in source energy. And his body was cleaned out of the DNA from source energy to come down here to do his teaching. That also happened to myself. And that's the only difference, is that when you're not connected into time, then all the stuff that you're talking about, you can realize that, yeah, this is where we are. We're stuck in time, and time is the illusion. It's real, you know. You had a caller last week talking about that, and, you know, you can say, yeah, if I hit my hand with a hammer, is it going to hurt? Of course it is. You know, I'm not saying that's not an illusion. No, but the illusion is that you're in time, and they want you to hit your hand with that hammer. Now, in source energy, that will never exist, and they will never tell you what to do. Source energy can never judge its own creation. And so source energy does not care what you do. Source energy, you know, loves you so much, in a sense. And love is not the word to use, because love is in duality, but it allows you to choose darkness. It doesn't care what you do, because you're having an experience. Just that you should not be here for the next lifetime. You should be getting out of here. And that's why the light has an ascension point every 2,000 years, that it can reclaim its spiritual identity, which is a part of you, and then move on, create a whole new universe of light. All the planets are created brand new every 2,000 years. It's up to the spirit of that planet to either change the blueprint or not. And then from there, life gets started up over again. So the whole thing is, we are controlled by aliens. There are aliens walking here on this planet. If they don't take away or connect to us, take away our free will, free choice, then that's great. But if they're trying to manipulate us, then that's the problem. Light does not do that. And we're here being manipulated all the time by the aliens.
Okay, what about spirit guides? I mean, are spirit guides these aliens? Or are there real spirit guides?
Good question. Okay.
That came from MS in the chat room. That wasn't my question.
Okay, the first thing is that, number one, I can ask the listening audience, did you talk to your spirit today? And probably most people would say, what are you talking about? Or you say, of course, it talks to me inside of my head all the time. I always get information. Well, that's the darkness. You must do the mind-to-heart drop and command your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart center. If you're not doing that, then you're not talking to your spirit. Right away, your spirit is like abandoned. You abandon your spirit, and it's here to help you. Now, can your spirit pose itself, because it can't get through to you by going into your heart, can it pose itself and be a spirit guide? Yes, it could, okay? Typically not, but it could. But normally, whenever you go outside of yourself, asking for something outside of yourself to give you guidance, yeah, that would be information that could be 100% correct, and it could also be aliens talking to you. Remember, everything that you know in this lifetime is from aliens. Every book that you read is from aliens. They control the universal mind. They control mass consciousness. Everything in your life that you're looking at, computer, you know, the walls around you, everything that is done here on this planet is from the alien agenda. So, yes, the aliens are here all the time. And they can talk to you and channel through you. But light does not do that. Okay? This is another button pusher for a lot of people. Light will never channel through anybody, because if it would, it would use words that would be in judgment, and it could be perceived wrong, maybe 20 years from now. So it doesn't talk. The only connection to source energy is through your spirit, and you can never go to source energy. The source energy is pure light, and you're not pure light.
Mr. Oxygen says it took him 6 years to understand the subtle differences. Mind is powerfully in control and does not want to let go, is afraid to, and is totally controlled. Notice how I said pray to your source spirit, but people only heard me saying pray to yourself. See the subtle control and manipulation. Wow, yes, I do see that, since he pointed it out to me. Now I see it.
Yes, a lot of people, I've had people say, God, I took notes on your programs, and I found out that I was writing something completely contrary by a few word changes to what you actually said. And that's because the mind is very powerful. The mind is controlled by aliens. Remember, you're living in the mind. What we'll do now, I have a free clearing on my website. I'd like everybody to check it out, if you would.
Sure.
Just go to creationlightship.com. And on the left-hand side, as you scroll down a ways, I'm going to pull it up myself here. Just minimize Skype page here. On the left side, I have free clearing. And these are very, very beneficial. So the first one is... that you come on is be here now. That brings your body and spirit from the beyond to this place that you're living right now. Next one down is alien oxygen code reboot. So that's different energetic code that the aliens put in your oxygen that you breathe to cause you harm. Okay? Like we'll just say like implants, mind controlling energies, because your body needs oxygen. That's one way to get it in. As you scroll down even further, underneath the light beam, it'll say alien attack removal. And that's about halfway down on your scroll bar. On the left side, first one is satellite timeline crash. Very good. That takes away the aliens out there that are transmitting mind-controlling energies to you. That's free clearing. Underneath that, you have the gray sky timeline crash, okay? That's the... That's his America code name, Gray Skies, for fighting aliens in the underground here and above and beyond. So that's where people go as far as the time traveler soldiers. And they're right now, as we speak, fighting aliens. Okay? Now the next one is alien head connectors. That's how they connect to you. They have to have a receptacle on the top of your head. And if you do these clearings, it'll help you. Now underneath that, we have alien barcode removal.
Wow.
The first one there is what I would highly recommend everybody to do. It may take a little while to do, because you have to go through present time right now, going back to the time of Jesus. That's in, I believe, 100-year increments. Now, the dark side gave you a barcode so that you will not know about what light is at ascension time right now. Remember, they want to get you hooked up more into the time-based reality so that you're going to be actually fearing the light. And this will bring you more into the spiritual integrity of life, so at least you can understand what I'm talking about. For most people, the mind is there what you're listening with. That's between your ears, we'll say. And this energy does not want to hear the truth, because if you knew what the truth was, you would be going into your heart all the time and not living there. And so that's the one that I'd recommend doing. In that, and the 2,000-year darkness barcode. Oh, and I have another one underneath that, which is the alien tracking barcode. That's free, too. So all these are real good to help you out, have a better conscience, and to understand about what we're really talking about. So, back to you.
To me, well, whatever you did has made my dogs frisky and happy, and I guess you've cleared the aliens out, and my dogs are acting up. So if you hear them playing in the background, that's what's happening right at the moment. If people begin using these things, just going over and using them. And you know, I get no sound. I know that you say there is sound on them, but I have downloaded all of the programs that I'm supposed to download to make programs like yours give sound.
And the whole life clearance. The whole life, I count down the chakra. But
okay.
On these clearance here, there's probably no sound on them.
Oh, okay. So
just do the timer working. So just go in there and just click on it, and it will work.
Okay, great. I have noticed that they work, whether there's sound or not. Now, the very first time I did I did a chakra clearing, and there was sound on it, and I found that it was just unbelievable. That was why I knew that Mr. Oxygen was right. There is something very special about you and what you are doing. Now, let's talk about God's Word. I know this is going to really upset
people. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
How can anybody be sure of God's Word anymore?
Well, first of all, the God is an alien. Which God are you talking about? Which alien are you talking about? Which church?
I'm talking about
Jesus. Okay, so Jesus was from Source Energy. He was not a god. Okay? He was a representative from Source Energy to come here to teach you to get more of your spirit in your body. Period. And he was here as a conduit, like I am in this lifetime, for Source Energy to help you out with the clearings that he did. You got to do clearings on people, get rid of the negativity out of their DNA. And that's what he was here to do. His clearings that he did, and we talk about, Christian church way, they talk about Jesus was here to save you from your sin, okay? So the people that saw Jesus in the time that he lived, okay, had the clearing. When his physical body left his planet, there was absolutely no clearings ever done by the Jesus from light on this planet until the light ship came here in 2005. So hypothetically, we'll say for 1950 years, the church propaganda was that Jesus was here to save you and to heal you and do everything else. That was not the Jesus from Source Energy doing that. That was the copy of Jesus from the light of the darkness doing that. And even the churches today who still go on with the same agenda, that Jesus is not the real Jesus. That's the light of the dark. And so that's what you need to know. That might be hard for a Christian to believe because they may have had a healing, and the dark side can heal. In fact, the dark side can actually heal probably, maybe quicker than the light can. Why? Because they gave you your problem. So you go to a practitioner. And the practitioner, you believe, and they believe themselves that they're working with light. And maybe you go to them and they do a reading on you, and they say, man, I see this problem with you here, and I'm going to call in the angels to come, and they're going to do this angel healing on you and take away your problem. And they can do that. The dark gave you the problem, the dark can take it away. Now, light doesn't work that way. Light has to go through everything in the present moment, moment by moment by moment, and find out what your problem is, how much darkness infiltration you've had, infestation you've had in your body, how much mind thoughts you have, how many aliens are controlling you, all this stuff to take it away from you to have a healing. So the darkness can actually heal probably quicker than the light can because you lived for 2,000 years since Jesus. So the ones that were here 2,000 years ago that had the healings of Jesus, and the few that did ascend, they're no longer here. And the only reason why you're here right now, everybody listening, because your ancestors and the body that you were in at that time did not listen or understand the teachings of Jesus, and the dark side held you captive and took you away. And this could go on for a long, long time. Some people have been here for like maybe 100,000 years. And they missed a lot of ascension points. It happens every 2,000 years.
Well, aren't there people here who are actually, teachers who have been here because they've chosen to stay?
Well, they're still going to the light of the dark, yes. So they may be at a higher realm of the light of the darkness consciousness. and they choose to come down here. But really the only teaching is to connect to your spirit. That's all that I talk about. Connect to the spirit inside of you. No other type of teachings that available that will give you any more information than that. They can lead you through all kinds of stuff, but the main thing is to connect your own spirit. But your spirit is so deluded that it has a really almost impossible time to do anything for you because of alien control on it. That's why we have clearings on the website to get you more into spiritual integrity with yourself. What I'll do is a mind-to-heart drop with people. What I'll first do is put you into zero time, then I'll show you where I live. And okay. Our time is about getting close for break, so I'll do it after the break here.
Yes, and you guys can, everyone can hear that my dogs are beginning to be very playful. Now, Ron, this is very interesting because they know that when I go over to my radio and when I start talking and there's nobody else in the room that I'm talking with, that they're supposed to be very quiet. They know that. But ever since you did that healing and got rid of all the clones, they have been playing and acting like puppies again. And so if everyone hears my dogs, it's because they reacted to that clone clearing and have been reacting. I've been keeping the microphone on mute so that people don't hear them. But, folks, we are talking with Ron Amatron, and all I can say is try to have a bit of an open mind. You know, don't have too open of a mind. Use a little bit of discernment. I'm forcing my mind to open a little bit because I'm not as comfortable with all of this as you may think that I am. But I know I've got this feeling in my heart, and if heart is source, I had this feeling in my heart the very first time I ever did his healings. And it's like, oh my God, this man is something different, and what he's doing works. And I know that if Mr. Oxygen feels the same way, I've admired Ed McCabe for years now, over 20 years, and he is one of the real truth seekers upon the planet. And if he believes that Ron Amatron is doing good work here upon the earth, then I think we need to take a very special look at Ron Amatron. And that's what we're doing here on Radio RMN. We'll be doing it every Monday for 2 hours until Ron gets tired of us and leaves, or until we all wake up and leave the planet, which is, I think, what we're supposed to do, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, that's it. We need to get out of here.
Whatever we came here to do, it's over. We got to go. And I can hear the music. You're listening to Radio RMN, and we are brought to you over the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network. And Ron and I will be right back.
Are you getting harassed by debt collectors? Do you cringe when the phone rings or when getting your mail? Are you having problems with your mortgage? Had enough and don't know what to do? Well, whatliesinyourdebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how many people like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to whatliesinyourdebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's whatliesinyourdebt.com to find your solution.
Regardless of the dollar price involved, 1 ounce of gold would purchase a good quality man's suit at the conclusion of the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt, and today. You may not be in the market for a new suit, but you don't know what the future may bring. And gold is the one financial constant the world has ever known. It can always provide you with your basic needs. Whether you're looking for junk silver, old silver dollar rolls, gold bullion, or fractional tradable gold pieces, Kettle Moraine is your full-service representative with over 50 60 years of knowledge and personal experience. Visit FlyingEagleGold.com or call us at 623-327-1778 today for competitive prices on all your gold or silver needs. If you're looking for real financial insurance, call Kettle Moraine today at 623-327-1778. That's Kettle Moraine, 623-327-1778.
Camping, hiking, backpacking, Alice packs, military surplus, tactical gear. The list goes on and on and on. You can find it at CJL Enterprise. That's ENTERPRIZE.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on the web. Again, it's CJL Enter, ENTERPRIZE.com. CJL Enterprise.com. You can call us at 816-359-7945. CJL Enterprise.
What would you say if someone told you the future was wrapped up in a single being from another planet, and then your friend went on to say, she was married to that man? This happened to an amazing woman that we're all familiar with, Raylan Allen. In her amazing book, The Obregon Chronicles, she describes just how she met this man and blessed and cursed the day they found each other. In an audible voice to her, warned her not to go into the room where he was standing unless she was prepared for her entire life to change. The attraction was too much. It turned out to be too much for either of them. As the book chronicles their exploits together, she takes you on a ride that none of us could expect. The book reads like the highest of science fiction novels, except one thing. It was real. It was true. To view a sample chapter, skip on over to the Rumor Mill News Reading Room and click on the banner for the Obregon Chronicles. And if you reach inside this book, be prepared for your whole view of life to change. Yes, it is that powerful.
In America, politicians are about to vote on the creation of a police state and a permanent state of war everywhere on Earth, including the homeland, mein Führer. The U.S. Senate will be voting on a bill that will give this president and every future president the power to order the military to pick up and imprison, without charge or trial, civilians anywhere in the world, including America.
Illuminati!
Let's just go over that again, because it may seem insane or unhinged at first. The American president wants the power to arrest and detain anyone, anywhere, indefinitely, without charge or trial, forever. Yes, it still sounds insane.
Serving the planet, the micro effect. www.themicroeffect.com.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Radio RMN. This is Raylan Allen. I'm talking with Ron Amatron. And boy, if I'm having a hard time with this, I know the rest of you are having a hard time with it, but I have the feeling that you've got to hang in there a little bit. You know, this is stretching your mind and stretching your mind. And boy, what if he's right? You know, what if he's right about all of this? I mean, if, you know, if we go with it for a long time and we say, no, this can't be it, you can just go back to your old way of thinking. But what if he's right? Doesn't that scare the crap out of you? You know, that we've got these aliens literally feeding on us? Anyway, Ron, what was it that you were going to share with us right before we went to the break?
What I was going to do is put you into the zero time, then I'll put you where I live, so that way you can get an idea of what it's like. What I will say, too, is after you hear me for a while, and it could take a while, everybody's a little different, you have to, you know, realize that what you've been taught in this lifetime, most of it's been a complete lie to you, okay? And once you understand that, then you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, you might say, well, how do I know if what I'm telling you is true? The only way to know is to go into your heart center and reside in your spirit, which is peace. And then you can discern what's happening, okay? And here we go. Well, what I'm going to do is to stop time for you on your timeline. You're living a timeline right now. And when that happens, you're going to notice that everything around you will be disconnected from you. Because remember, the timeline connects you to everything in your space. And like I said before, which may sound a little weird to a lot of you, but, you know, is that grocery store that you go into maybe once a week there right now for you? It may not be. Other people it might be for, but they may not have used all that extra memory, okay? Remember, we're like a computer, so they may not be having you in that system of memory. At night when you're sleeping, is your neighbor's house next door? You don't know because you don't see it. They may have just strictly taken that out of your program. And all that you know about is the room that you're in. Now, as you go out of your room, maybe you have to go to the restroom. So as you open your door to go into the room, the restroom, all of a sudden that puts online the house that you're living in and the restroom area. Is your kitchen still materialized? Probably not, until you go there and see it. Now, if somebody's in the kitchen, of course it will be for them and also for you as you see them. Remember, you're just living in a program. So this may help you out a little bit. And that will really set your mind. Remember, the mind is here to learn, but the mind also is controlled by the alien. And a lot of times when I start talking, aliens will say, oh, we're getting too close to reality here. And they'll have you glitch. And then they will turn off your mind, or they make you hear different words that I'm saying that's not exactly what I'm saying. They don't want you to get close to the truth. Now, the only reason why I haven't been physically killed yet, and I've had a lot of energetic attacks on me, more than I'd even like to talk about. But the only reason is the fact that very possibly I could save the aliens out there out of their mind control. Nobody wants to be controlled. Now, that's the bottom line here. The alien agenda is mind control. And so they're all watching me, seeing what I'm doing here, and they're going, wow, this guy's from Source Energy, regular person, regular human, and he's saying these things, and are they going to believe it? And they go, well, you know, maybe they're like 99.9% in darkness, but that 0.1% saying, you know, there's something here. And what if he is right? And what if he can save our alien races and get us out of mind control? Okay, so that's what I'm here to do, is to help people, to get in touch with your own spirit, to get you out of time. Because nobody wants to ever be controlled. Even the people that are controlling you, that probably talk about a lot on these programs here, about the different governments doing different things, and, you know, I won't go into that. I don't talk about that. I'm just here to help you, each person, one by one, discover who they really are, which is their own spirit, heart, center. So what I want to do to you, and this is not an occult type of teaching, you know, once you go to your spirit and your heart, you know. That's your knowing. Other than that, it's mind. And the mind will give you whatever you want to know. It'll look forever and search. So I'm going to stop time for you on the alien timeline that you are living on. Okay? Your neighbor could be on a different timeline. Okay? So here we go. I'm going to count to five to do that. You may say, how can I do this by counting numbers? Well, I'm not connected to your timeline. I have to choose to live into time, but I did not come here through the alien timeline agenda, the Galactic Federation, all the different barcodes that gets put on people for tracking, etc. I don't have those. But I bi-locate source energy all the time. Instantly, I'm in source and I'm here also. So I live in the complete moment out of time. And I'm going to show you the difference. So I'm going to count to five, but I can control this reality just by counting. Source does that. So here we go. Count to five to stop time for you. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Look around you. You're going to notice that things around you are not connected to you or ported to you. You're going to feel like you're separated from everything. And we'll hold this space, and then I'll put you into my time. Back to you, Raylan. Might be on mute.
I'm sorry, I had it on mute. What is really amazing is, remember I was telling you about the dogs? And the reason I have it on mute is the dogs were so, boisterous that they were interfering. Well, guess what? The dogs aren't looking at me. The dogs aren't connected to me. The dogs are like I'm not even here in the room with them. Isn't that amazing?
Yep, that's the way it's supposed to be. Nothing to be connected to anything energetically.
Well, that's what's going on. Even my dogs aren't connected to me.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh. No cording. Recording is stealing energy.
Wow.
When you give somebody, we'll say, you transmit love energy to them, mental love energy, that's a psychic attack. And the body, that's why the body gets killed. The people doing prayers, prayer circles, try to make somebody well, using alien energies to help him. And those energies can help. I'm not saying that they cannot. But what are you hooked up to? Say, what's the fine print that you're not really reading when you do this stuff? So that's kind of the main thing. That's why you only want to use yourself. You want to only work on yourself, not help anybody else, because you can't.
Now, since we've started talking, I've gone back into my time, and I bet a lot of other people have too. So
here we go. I'll put you back into no time.
Yeah,
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now you're in no time.
Okay. Now let's go into your time.
So this is where this is source energy. So you're in, right now you're at 0 point. Time has stopped for you. Clocks are still working, but you're out of time. You're out of that reality. Okay?
Okay.
Here's my no time. Okay, this is the source energy. In the now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. How does that feel?
Wow. It does feel different, I'll tell you that. It feels like I have felt at some of my highest meditations.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to call them a meditation. What are meditations? Do we... Wow, did you hear me? We're getting... Yes, and I was getting a huge... loud noise on this end, a huge loud noise. But I was asking you about meditations. What are meditations good?
That's a hard question for me to answer. I would typically say no, but I need to explain that, okay? If you go on a guided meditation, then people are taking you to something outside of yourself. Almost always. I won't say 100%. Okay? A lot of the meditations that I'm used to, hearing people do, they start off meditation while grounding yourself to the earth, which I'm not in favor of, because connect, cord, energetic cord from yourself, if you're doing this mentally, to something that's in the earth, right? Maybe they have you visualize a big crystal on the center of the earth, something like that, they're all a little different. That's kind of the gist of it. When you hook up to the earth, bringing to yourself all of the traumas that the earth has experienced, connecting to the earth energy, which you should not be doing. Okay? Now, being grounded, typically with that word, means to keep you from leaving your body. That's my understanding. Okay? I could be wrong,
right,
but my understanding. Okay?
No, that is what it's to keep you here.
Yeah, to keep you here. But you notice at the end of most meditation, and if you watch people, you're going to notice that they always say at the end of it to be here now, wiggle your feet, wiggle your body.
Right, right.
Present. So you're given permission to leave your body during that meditation. So meditation, if that's the case, if you're going out of your body, then you're giving your spirit permission to get the heck out of here. What doesn't really want to be here to protect? That's what it's here to do, is protect your body. So if it's going out of your body, where's it going to? Going to, you know, the beyond develop, it's probably alien. But forgetting that, let's just say that you're out of your body and you're in a really safe space. Well, if you're out of your body, what is in your body to protect it from being invaded by entities, emotional bodies? Yeah. People? Your body is wide open. So that's why you see people meditate a lot, and you, you know, just look at the people, look at their eyes. Their eyes are normally glossed over, which means that they left. And so a lot of people who meditate because they want to get out of reality here, which is the pain and suffering, and they just want to escape. So instead of taking a drug to get knocked out, they meditate, and they get some peace and quiet. Well, my way is much easier, just to do the mind-to-heart drop, what I'll do next. But I'll still keep you into my reality here. I'll do that now as I talk. It brings you out of the energy of source energy. So I'm going to bring you back to my spiritual time. So here we go. Source energy in the now. This, you should be living continuously, but on this planet it's hard to live. But here we go, only because of duality then. Death, interface, interact, duality. So I'll bring you where I am right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now you're in source energy. It's non-judgmental energy. Will never talk to you. Can't have judgment. And that's your living right now.
Extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Now what I'll do now is I'll do what I have on my website. Do this out daily. Do it probably 3 times a day. This will bring you peace. This is the only way you're going to find true peace with spirit. What I call the mind to heart drop.
Okay.
Here we go. I just count from 10 to 1 backwards. Not hypnosis. You can do yourself. Just manage the energy. All healing is a command. You want to command spirit. Because your spirit needs to be awake, because you don't talk to it. Okay? You have to kind of ring the doorbell, you know. Hey, wake up. I want to connect. Right?
Right.
All thoughts every day, you know. Over 20,000 thoughts a day. So here we go. I command your spirit now to take your thought in your head. Drop that energy, whatever it is, to your heart center in peace. Then you're going to be in peace. So here we go. I do this normally 4 times for people. So I count 10 to 1 backwards. You can actually feel the energy drop. I'll stop at number 5. See where your thoughts are. So here we go. Dropping down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You might feel your thought kind of pocket throat. Okay? Going down to your heart now. 4, 3, 2, 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And do this yourself. Do this all the time. You may be able to hold this place of heat, source energy, for a minute or two. Somebody actually pounds you out of it, talk to them. But as you keep doing it more and more, you're going to feel your body get very calm, and you're going to have wonderful healings because you're not involved with time energy. And do this a lot. You must get a, as may feel maybe a little spacey, but be in peace. You may start to lose track of time. And the time is what we live in here, and time controls our life. You don't want to miss an appointment.
And what is peace in your vocabulary?
Okay, peace is where you have no thought. Peace is where there's no judgment. Peace is the energy that passes all understanding. So this is peace energy that everybody's looking for. Where you have nothing affecting you. It's your total silence.
And if you are in the peace energy in a world of war, how does that affect you?
If you were in war, just say that we had a war right now and you were in peace, you would just be peace. You may not even draw anything to you. You may not even draw the bullet to you. Okay, if that was the case. Because everything works God's best. So if you're in peace, you can just sit there and be who you are and actually probably be invisible to what's going on around you. You're not in that reality after being. You're not on that timeline. When you're in peace, you're out of time.
You know, I think about the Cathars. Are you familiar with them?
I've heard of the name, but no, I'm not.
They were like the Essenes, and in many ways they were probably the highest advanced culture upon the planet. And, you know, for the most part, I suspect that they lived in peace, you know, with no judgment, you know, for hundreds of years. And then the King of France and the Pope, you know, wiped them out horribly, you know, burned hundreds of them to death. And they did not fight to protect themselves. They fought so that all of their writings and their work in the library that they had created for thousands of years could be saved. Now, would you, if they were one of the most advanced cultures on the planet, I'm sure they knew what you're talking about. How was it that they weren't able to, you know, how did they not escape? That's what I'm saying. Why weren't they invisible? Of course, they were a huge culture, you know, stretching all the way from, you know, Yugoslavia all the way over into France. And so maybe they were just too successful.
That's possible. The body genetics brought them into that energy, you know, staying in the peace. Remember, it's really hard to stay in the peace. So I have to, myself, I go into duality even still. Because when I get into duality, I have to be able to know what I'm talking about here. And to use the languaging that we have here to communicate with.
Well, you know, I am surprised that you are even able to put a roof over your head, quite honestly. And I know you've got a partner, and I suspect that Anjali is the one that helps you deal with, you know, with things like money and the cost of rent or mortgage or food and things like that. Because I mean, if you are in the space that you are in all the time, you don't think of these things.
Yes,
now, there's that interference is coming again.
Yeah, it could be the dark trying to come in.
I
say you're probably correct, yes. What I could tell the listeners to do, if you want to know more about, go on to YouTube, and I think I can say this. And I have, from my panel that I was on, at the Conscious Life Expo last November, and we had an ascension panel. And you could listen to that. It's quite lengthy. I think it's, over 2 hours length, but it'll give information to you about self-empowerment. This is what the whole thing is about. I'm trying to help you know their spirit, become self-empowered. So do listen to that panel, everybody. And you know a little bit more about what I'm doing, who I am. And I do have free clearings on the website, creativelife.com, for those. And after you get your feet wet, then you know, by all means, do your whole life promote clearing. That one will definitely help you out, get you out of a lot of the stuff in your lifetime that's going to recycle over and over. Because that clearing gets rid of a lot of your traumas in this lifetime.
Well, you can hear my babies. They started coming back. Yeah, I think you need to take me into no time again so they don't know that I'm here. Well, we just got about a minute left. Someone has written, the heart is a powerful second brain. How important is the heart wall? What is the heart wall?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming that that's the interference that the dark side has given people to not go into the heart. Remember, the dark side, light of the dark, does create a dark side heart. I think it's light also.
Realize
that the darkness created everything from the light. That's what I call light of the dark. And the only way to get into true light is to connect the spirituality heart. What I have for next Monday, if you wish to send me questions beforehand, you can go to CLF, as Creation Light Shift, the word question, and then rmill, R-M-I-L-L, at Yahoo. CLS question, plural, rmill at Yahoo.com, and we'll address those questions for you on the air.
Okay, that'll be great. I'm putting it in here right now, so people will be putting it into the micro effect chat room, so that people will be able to see it in there. It's CLS question rmill at yahoo.com. CLS
question.
Pardon?
You make an S on question.
Oh, there's an S on questions. So there's two questions. Okay. CLS questions at rmill. That's a complicated one, Ron. It's complicated and kind of confusing. But we'll learn it. CLS questions rmill at yahoo.com. CLS questions rmill at yahoo.com. And I can hear the music, so I know that, we're going to be leaving here immediately. Thank you, Ron, for, a wonderful show, and Anne from the chat room says, thank you, Ron and Ray, for a wonderful healing show. And I thank you, Ron. It was a wonderful healing show. And we'll see you next week, Ron. Bye for now.
Hi, everybody.